Did you know you can adopt a vine in the Barossa Valley? It's something Glenn the Wine Guy has been working on for the past few years as an ambassador. He joins me now to discuss. Happy Wine Wednesday, Glenn.
Happy Wine Wednesday, Jenny. Hi.
Hello. Now, I've heard of adopting children and pets. There's a few other things out there you can adopt. I never realised that you can adopt a grape vine. Tell us about this.
Yes, what a wonderful idea. So a couple of years ago, I was asked to be one of the vine ambassadors with a group of local Barossa folks, and it was really an initiative that was tied in with the BGWA, the Barossa Grape and Wine Association, and the Barons of the Barossa, which is a lovely group of people who go out of their way to promote the Barossa and all things wonderful. And the Barossa cellar was built up on Stockwell Road in Vinevale, and out the front it was decided that about 2,000 vines would be planted from Shiraz vine cuttings from around the Barossa region that were all donated by some of the most famous families. So it's quite exciting. So everyone's got an opportunity to adopt a vine if they want to.
Right, so they get their they get to name it after themselves, do they?
Well, you can if you want to, but here's how it works. There's in all the rows, there's probably at least one row or at least 10 vines from each local family that's been donated. So, for example, some of the famous names have already sold out, like Hedgeby Wines and Langmile and Yalumba. However, there's some local families that have donated their Shiraz vines. Now, think about this. There's from Outlaw Wines. They donated cuttings from their vines that were planted in 1890. So that DNA is going to live on there. And Greenock Creek from 1912. Charlie Melton donated vine cuttings from his Shiraz planted in 1927. Turkey Flat, I think, was from 1847. And Puna Water have donated cuttings from their vines that were planted in 1880. So how fascinating is that? So you can get on the website there at thebarossacellar.com.au and have a look for what particular Shiraz clone or row you'd like to be in.
Right. So what does it mean? So to adopt a piece of vine, what does that mean? Is it a symbolic thing where you can say, hey, check it out, this is my vine?
Hey, look, it's not bad, is it? You get a certificate and you it's really a tribute to about 175 years of grape growing. So this Barossa cellar is really like the only facility of its kind in Australia. There's a handful of museums like this worldwide. And the idea is that you secure your very own piece of Barossa history. So you get to brag, Jenny, and say, look at me, I own part of a vineyard in the Barossa. So it does cost money, of course, but by about the year 2025, 26, the first vintage will come out that will be made by local rockstar winemakers, you know, and you'll be able to have first dibs on this limited release Shiraz that comes out just from this historical vineyard. So it's really going to be a heritage vineyard, which will be home to some of the oldest Shiraz genetics in the world.
Ooh, Glenn Malik is with us, Director of Wine Pro. We're talking about adopting a vine in the Barossa Valley. So you said, costs a little bit. How much is it? How do you do it?
Yeah, look, it might sound a bit, but if you think of it as a lifelong investment, it's $1,000 for a vine. And anyone who knows in the vineyard industry what it costs to run a vineyard, if you look across the next 50 years of that vine's life, that's only $20 a year, and someone else will be out there watering it and pruning it and picking it for you. And of course, you can pass this on. So some people adopt a vine as a family or a group of friends or businesses adopt a vine and then put their certificate up on the wall. And of course, you can pass it on, I suppose, and keep it in your family for generations to come, because these vines should live a healthy life of 150, 200 years plus.
Great. Oh, I love that, Glenn. It's a bit different.
I know, and I hope other wine regions are doing the same thing, because it's a fascinating way to keep our history alive and that sort of generational grape growing thing alive. So, a fantastic idea.
And what sets the Barossa apart from some of our other wine regions?
That's a tough question. I don't want to meet anyone in a car park who's got an opposing view to this, Jenny. Look, all of our wine regions are beautiful, I must say, as a I've been in the industry for long enough to know that it's a beautiful fraternity out there. It's a lovely wine family, region to region. We all have fun and friendly rivalry. But I think Barossa possibly has the world fame due to our long heritage, with some of the earliest vines planted. I think that's the main thing. The Barossa Shiraz has really flown the flag for Australia, even though all the other regions are now well known. I think if you come up to the Barossa, there's still a lot of history. Obviously, there's growth and investment, and yet if you walk along any of the, you know, the streets in the towns of Angaston or Tanunda, for example, you know, you can still see that history and tradition, and the locals up here who just embrace that fully.
And some beautiful deep reds as well, which I enjoy from the region.
Oh, yes, indeed. And look, like our friends down south in McLaren Vale and beyond in Langhorne Creek or up north in Clare, what I like about the business at the moment, Jenny, is people are still doing their big traditional reds or Chardonnays, you know, that they're known for, but also experimenting with lighter styles and more modern wines as well. So anyone who's out there touring around gets the chance now to look at, you know, how a winery can do classic traditional winemaking and also modern styles at the same time. It's a brilliant concept.
Great. So just remind us, if people are interested in learning more about adopting a vine in the Barossa, how can they do that, Glenn?
Yes, please adopt a vine. And yes, you can name it if you want. And I believe by appointment, you can even go and visit it. And possibly if you wipe your feet, you know, and make sure you've got clean feet, you can take a photo of yourself in your next to your vine. And the best way to do it, you probably write to the Barossa, or have a look at the barossaseller.com.au. And there's an email address there you can write to, and you ask for Ruby, and Ruby will look after you. And on the website, you can have a look at the map and the history of where your Shiraz vine was originally from, and find out more there.
Well, have a fabulous Wine Wednesday, Glenn Malacca.
You too, Jenny. Thanks to you and all your listeners, as usual, of course.